Hello, Lori and Company listeners. I hope you are ready for some exciting information that can change your life, and I hope that you are ready to get started on this Operation Rainbow. There's a lot of good people involved that aren't people that are going to let you down, and we all have been through that in life where we get the short end of a stick, and that's what this is also about, is trying to help people bloom and flourish and thrive without all the garbage that comes with being affiliated with people that are not good. I wanted to talk first about, I'm not ready to talk about the natural win-win solution in completeness, but I wanted to give you an idea about, you know, why it's so important. Yeah, I spent a lot of time reading labels because when I was much younger, I used a product, or maybe it was a vitamin. I can't remember exactly what I thought maybe triggered it, but I was getting ready to do a Scholastic Book Fair at my kids' school in Old Orchard up in Valencia. And it was the first one they had ever had, and I was excited about it. And I worked so hard on it. I had a contest and writing contest for the kids, and all prizes. And I set up I think it was a museum or maybe JPL, but a class that raised the most. But the reason I'm telling you that is that I was using a product, or a skin product, or it could have been a vitamin. I'm not positive, but the day before the Scholastic Book Fair, my face blew up, my eyes closed over, my nose and nostrils got, I had basically happened to me what happened to Will Smith in that movie Hitch, Hitch, I think it did Hancock and Hitch, I think it was Hitch, where he has an allergic reaction when he's with Eva Mendez, who, by the way, went to the school that my twin taught at. Another connection, another coincidence. Anyway, I looked like that. I mean, I was so ashamed and embarrassed. I mean, something I was so excited about, my face looked like a monster. And I couldn't get anyone. I had a friend, Julie, I had Sue, I had, people that I knew, but they couldn't come over and open up the book fair day. So I had to go down there looking like something that was dragged under a truck. I did it, and I swallowed my pride and my, vanity. And I went down there and did that book fair, and we had that contest, and we went full steam ahead. And I just hoped that people wouldn't think, wow, that woman's really ugly. And then I made a speech later on at a event and thanked my husband for loving me even when I look like a monster. And that's partly why the Beauty and the Beast thing is tied into this. Speaking of vanity, when I organized this event at the monument, the Cabrillo Monument, I think it was, to honor not taking down the cross, the woman on the phone that was making the booking kept calling me Mrs. Vanity over and over again. Mrs. Vanity, Mrs. Vanity. I'm like, it's not vanity, okay? It's not that. That's not my name. She kept mishearing, or I kept mishearing what she was saying, and she kept referring to me as Mrs. Vanity. I'm like, oh God. I am not being vain. I'm just, trying to get this thing booked, and you keep saying my name wrong and spelling it wrong. So anyway, that ties into the outside bathroom, uses a face for the sink. And I suddenly see this pile of not regular table salt, but bigger salt, like rock salt kind of looking stuff on it. And I was like, oh, I kept referring to my friends from Valencia as salt of the earth. I thought, oh, God, you want me to talk about them? Okay, I'm not giving anyone's names away. I'm not putting up pictures of anybody. I will respect your privacy, and I will protect your privacy. Because the other thing, I've had lots of occupations, but when I was young, I was a realtor, and I worked for Princeton University, as you know, but I also wanted to be a cop, and they tried to recruit me because I'm, very intimidating-looking woman. And I didn't end up going that route because of my own insecurities, I should put it that way. So I have the mentality of a cop, though, where I try to protect people and I care about people. So don't worry, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to use names. I'm not going to say stuff that you're going to be embarrassed about or, reveal things about you that aren't, that could possibly be detrimental to your business or to your children. Because as you know, you shame the parents, you shame the kids. Like if you grow up in a household where there's all kinds of bad stuff going on and bad people coming into that household because of what's going on, like parents that are selling drugs or whatever it may be, it shames the children. I grew up across the street from a family that always had nice cars and lots of people over there and parties, and we always wanted to get invited to those parties. And then it turned out later on my father found out that they were running a prostitution house there. So my point for telling you that is things aren't always what they seem, and that's why we need to be careful. Okay, the organic company that we started that's got wrecked because of Obama and Biden, what they did to my husband and myself, was had the name, we had an LLC, and it has a, I'm not going to say what the name of the company was right now because it's tied into things that are important, but the word organic, because we were trying to do worm casting. Now, how did that come about? This is kind of weird, too, supernatural. I'm with my twin, my husband, and I think the kids, and we were going north on the 5, and it was right at the exit point for going into Valencia, and we see up on the hillside this big billboard, and it's talking about worm castings. And if you want to know what that is, it's basically worm poop. And so we thought, oh, that's interesting. This guy's advertising is this thing we had never heard about. And my husband, myself, and my twin are very curious people. So we did all of our investigating on it, and we was like, oh, that makes sense. You can enrich the soil organically, and you can, make things grow without using chemicals, and it's a good thing. Okay, and so part of the reason we had the farm was to do that, plus to have avocado orchard and all that kind of stuff. So, long story short, we ended up thinking it was a good thing to get into, and there are actually places in California that's all they do. They have heaps and heaps of worm castings. And so that's something, if you have land, start doing that. And it's not just composting, there's more to it. So, I've referenced on past shows things to check into. Now, if you want to call into the show, it's 319-527-6779. The reason I'm mentioning that is because the economy is changing. We're having hyperinflation. You all know that when you go to the gas pump, especially here in California. And also because people are paying so much for electricity because Obama shut down the Sananoffri power plant. So, you know, apparently we're supposed to just snap our fingers and have an instant solution. So a lot of people went solar, and they were given, I almost said solo, like Han Solo, solar, and a lot, they were given incentives to do solar. Some of those incentives are running out. So, you know, some people got really great systems and they're hardly paying anything. Other people are, we just went, that's part of the reason why I get so upset. We've just gone through troubles when we tried to switch over to a different, to improve the system that we were looking at. So, my point I'm telling you that is that, you know, we've got to do preparations, and we got to, I don't mean we, I mean us as a people, because just like during World War II when they had victory gardens and people, you know, were able to stay, you know, to eat from their own garden in their backyard type of thing, and then if they didn't have a backyard, they made gardens in other areas, like down in this area, they'd make them on the medium. And then they fence it up, and then, you know, people share like a community garden. And there's another person that's in my twin's past who is very important to her, and I've noticed at the talk that I had reserved for the event on 9/11, which was a perfect choice. I was very happy about it because of what the facility, the park, provided. But there's more to it than that. It's who was connected to this park, who built this park and cleared the land for this park. It's an important name, and that's part of the book. But that park now has a facility next near it for people who want to put their dogs, bring their dogs with them to the event, and then to or to the park. But I was thinking, like, gosh, this is so perfect because of the venue that I had booked and paid money for. So, I think you have to think a little outside the box when you do your own event in your area, because, you know, it can all happen here. It'd be nice, but, you know, as you notice, if you're paying attention to what I'm posting, the event that's coming up May 7th in Florida and Sarasota, all the people that I was hoping would help me are helping that event, and that's fine. But that event's going to be really special because they managed to get the right mix and the right people involved so that it goes off smoothly without all the troubles and problems, which you would not believe if I told you, but I can prove it all, and I have the, that's for another day. Or actually, maybe I'll save it for the book. Maybe that'll make people buy the book. In Florida is important because they have managed to do a combination of getting the bikers involved. We haven't figured it out yet. A motorcycle and a cross-country trip is involved in this story. And well, bottom line is the bikers are involved with the event, with my story, okay? Motorcycles and a cross-country road trip in the 70s are involved with this, with my story, and it's key. A cross-country trip from New Jersey to San Francisco and back. So I was really happy to see the bikers in Sarasota because they're cool people, but also the truckers and the bikers, if they are on the same page and informed and they know what's happening, that'll make a big difference because people will be able to say, oh, it's not this woman on the radio or on the website talking about this stuff. It's actually people I know. So the Skippy Doodah event, look at the website for it. And I posted it on the front page of blog.laurabella.com. And coincidentally, a realtor put it together. Really very beautiful realtor. And, I thought that was nice because she sees that, you know, she can help her own business, but also that she obviously has connections. And one of the connections is to ourrescue.org, which is Tim Ballard's organization that he's done so much good with. And Tim is having a movie made about his life and the people that are in his life. And Jim Caviezel is playing him. So I thought that was, you know, kind of cool that Melissa with Freedom Force Battalion and we know got involved with it because they have huge audiences and they can make a big difference. Okay. And I also want to warn you all that there's a lot of misinformation being put out there by the trolls to try to splinter us. Don't let them do it, okay? They are so, so freaking evil, and we've got to stop that. And that means that you don't just believe the first thing you say. And I'm guilty of it, too. I usually, you know, look at people's information if I agree with them. But you have to look at the stuff that you don't agree with, too, because you can learn stuff. But anyway, getting back to the win-win solution, which I'm a big fan of, I'm not ready to announce it. I don't even have the products on the site. Looking for a way that I could help my mission, which is to I'm trying not to cry. I've met some of these children that have gone to the rawhide camp. I've met the ones that have had good and beautiful lives, and I've met one of them that didn't. And we've got to find a way to help. I think God put this on my heart, and God sent me dreams and nightmares, and so I've got to do this, whether I want to or not, and I want to. I just can't handle the other stuff that goes with it, which is the harassment. And so that's why I don't want you to follow me. I just want you to tell people what I'm saying, okay? You have to find a way to make extra money for your own self because it'll come in handy in case you lose your job or in case they say, oh, you have to take that job, and you're like, uh-uh, and you say, walk off the job. You have to find what I call a plan B. But on top of it, if you have a plan B, it takes away a lot of stress because you can do it very passively to earn income. And you finally have a little nest egg that you can, oh, I want to send my kid to Rawhide Ranch Camp. And, you know, I can pay the fee, which, you know, it's a fair price, but, you know, they've got to hire teachers and counselors and therapists, and they have to have more room because they're taking in more kids, and they have to have the activities and the, you know, the insurance and the security for the ranch. I mean, it's very, very expensive. So, and that's including food and board and all that. And there's people from all over the world. I just talked to someone recently who had someone he knew that went there because they also have a training school there that is for horsemanship. So this is kind of a very strange, convoluted conversation we're having right now. But, you know, even like the fact that Christopher Reeves, you know, he was injured riding a horse, and it was actually Steve Reeves who had a place out here. And he came to the special rodeo that is held in the North County in Valley Center yearly. When he was younger, he brought his horse to the event. That was a bodybuilder who played Hercules. So I'm trying to drop some hints without giving too much away, but this is the place, okay? This is where it begins. near Rainbow, California, and it's going to go east, it's going to go north, it's going to go south, it's going to go around the world. It's going to be fabulous, okay? And I'm saying that because I've seen it. And other people are, you know, doing their own thing and having their own visions and their own events, and that's great. But I'm saying this one is something to get behind because it changes things. When God gets into it, when God takes the wheel, like, you know, the song by Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel, when God gets in, when he's invited in, miracles happen. And really amazing stuff is going on. But I just found out that Bruce Willis has aphasia. Well, that's what my mother had. She didn't have Alzheimer's. She had aphasia. She couldn't, at the end of her life, she knew people. She knew who they were. She just couldn't get the words out. And I know that there are cures for this, but they're holding them back because Big Pharm would rather make money off of selling drugs than by letting people get well. So that's the other component of this. We have to get well, and we have to find other solutions. One of the reasons I'm big on Melissa in Texas, the Freedom Force Battalion, her mother had an accident, was in horrible pain and scar tissue and all that stuff, and she found a way to help her mother, who's no longer on opioids, okay? So this is way, way bigger than just me out here in California. This is a global wellness and spiritual awakening. And like I said in one of my past episodes, we're taking our country back. It's more than that. We're taking our health back. We're taking our civil liberties back. We're taking our right to be free and live under peace without being harassed by the government and the IRS and the rest of the whack jobs out there. It's turning out that the big platforms like Facebook and Twitter, they're not individual, you know, people that, oh, I had an idea and I started a business. It's not that, okay? It's not that. They are people who were put up by the cabal in the CIA and set up, you know, to be in charge so that they can spy on us and other stuff. So there's a lot more going on, but that's why I trust Mike Lindell, Patriot. He should be getting an award for being such a amazing patriotic leader and knows his history. He's a former Marine, and he was actually in boot camp when the towers fell down on 9/11, and I've got family there, and so I was out here when that happened, and anyway, Jesse Kelly, he's on TuneIn.com and JesseKellyShow.com. He's got some good insights, and I know that, and we know LT is a good person, and there's a lot of other ones, and I'll be talking about them in the future, but right now, you know, we need to just get on the same page. I have posted on my website, blog.laurabella.com, some natural help for people who are having rashes and skin problems from the jab and this is more to it than that, but I posted some of it is you're not supposed to get it out there because you don't want to be accused of giving medical advice and then you get sued. So you need to be logged in order to see it. So what was hidden shall be revealed. Well, that's one thing. I put stuff there and you can see it once you're logged in. And and also Melissa on freedomforce.live, she has a health page and she has really good info, and she lost weight with I think it's Herbalife that she did, and she looks great, and she has such a beautiful voice, and she has scripture songs for children that she's put set to music so that they can learn them, so that we have, you know, God inside us, that we, you know, that the children are protected and that nothing evil will come near them. And she has a big heart, and that's why I realized it wasn't me that was supposed to do this. It was Melissa. So please help her to get her show more exposure. Okay, so then coming up, I have the event planner from Brick and Barn. That's the place that's nearby, that Rainbow, that that used to be the Betty Crocker estate, and nice people. And I'm going to be interviewing her, I hope, in the near future. And then I've also reached out to an interior designer who does seminars, and I'm hoping that she will come on at the show as a guest to allow to work out the coordinates and be set it up correctly. They're looking for volunteers for helping with the event on May 7th in Florida, the Skippity-Doo-Dah. There's another event coming up called Flashpoint, and that's they're on Facebook, and those are good people, Jean Bailey, Hank Kuhneman, and Lance Wall now, but I think Lance Wall now, he was at the last event that I went to, but I think he's now on Real America News, I think. There's plenty of new who has a lot of them. So if you can be a volunteer and help out at the Skippity-Doo-Dah event, that's great, but it's also something more to it. Our rescue.org has a Save a Child challenge, so anyone can get involved with that without having to even go outside their house if they wanted to, just by telling their contacts about it. And then on top of it, they have aftercare program for the people that they are taking care of. I mean, just think about it. Say you're a child that got kidnapped when you were 7 years old. You're not going to be able to say, oh, yeah, my parents' last name is, you know, this, and spell the name, and I lived in this town, and, you know, some of these kids don't even know where they came from. Some of them are from other countries. Some of them have been brought in by cargo ships. Yeah. Some of them have been put into containers that have been outfitted with provisions and air and then smuggled in that way. I mean, this is like such a big, but you can either ignore it or we can find a way to fix this. And that's what I'm trying to do, and so many other good people are. Anyway, they're going to need temporary care until they are placed back with their families, if they can find their families. And they're also going to need to be prayed on and loved on and cared for. And some of them are going to need medical attention. And that's why if you've got a skill, you've got to think about trying to help. So this is way, way bigger than just, you know, a little fundraiser for a camp near Rainbow, California. It's way bigger than that. We're going to need miracles, and we're going to need healing. Okay, get myself together. All right. There's a video called The Hard Truth by James Red Pills America. A lot of good information there. One of the things that Melissa's advocating is prescribing life, and she has a connection that helped her mother, and it's on her website. We're going to have to educate ourselves, people, because they're not going to tell you this. You know, the Rockefellers were heavily invested in oil and in Big Farm, so they actually made the colleges not talk about Chinese medicine and homeopathic holistic medicine. They said, you don't get your money and your funding and your grants unless you do what we say. So that's how they took over, by being bullies. Ugh. And so they don't care if people are dying of things that they could be cured of. They don't care because they're making billions. Okay, they want oxygen because they don't really want us on the planet anyway, because they look at us as how they put it, useless feeders. Yeah, I mean, they have very, very low opinions about us. Who's ever controlling them, I don't know. But I think it's some very, diabolical, evil force. Because how could people do this to children? As I said, Blake Lively had the cojones to stand up and talk about in explicit detail what they did, what they do, and how it's being allowed and tolerated. And unfortunately, it's centered a lot in the Los Angeles, Hollywood area, because I try to look at things differently, but maybe part of it, they don't even realize that the product that they're using has tortured blood from children in it. Yeah, it's true. But they want it because it makes them look young, and then they keep getting it because it makes them look young. Sorry, I had an interruption. So my point for telling you all that is that there are good people in Hollywood, people that are famous. Like Mel Gibson's making a movie that exposes the Rothschilds. I mean, this is an ancient family that has, they even look weird. So he's has the guts to take on making a movie about them. And, Mel Gibson also made The Passion of the Christ, and he came under big time spiritual attack. And Jim Caviezel was in that. Jim Caviezel's initials are JC, and he was 33 when he made it. And they both experienced, really great things, but really, obviously spiritual attack. When I say that, I mean that they are brave men to be doing what they're doing. And so is Tim Ballard of Owl Rescue, and so is Craig Sawyer of Veterans for Child Rescue. So are the sheriffs that are standing up. So are the police officers that aren't dirty. So are the first responders and the firemen. I mean, this is going to take a big community effort. My husband's friend was a fireman, and we know people in that field, and so do our children, and in the military, et cetera. So, I have a real heart for this. So I wanted to talk about the healthy choices. So think about this. If you're putting products on yourself that are very caustic and chemical, have chemicals in them, not only are you hurting yourself, because that's why the cancer rates and all the other health issues are spiking, but you're also helping these corporations that are owned by the people that actually want to destroy America. And that's true, because if they weren't out to destroy America, they wouldn't be trying to poison and hurt the public using GMOs. Everyone knows about that, which aren't, it's a whole other topic for another day. But, in their food, make sure that it's not GMO, but also make sure that you're not putting in chemicals onto your skin and into you by absorption. Your skin is a big sponge. So, as I said, my son has folliculitis. My daughter had acne when she was younger. She looks beautiful now, but she did have that. So she was always careful about what she used. My sister had eczema, and I had psoriasis, and my husband had acne when he was young. So, skin sensitivity is a big important part of this. So the reason I'm going on about this is that I have for a long time been trying to figure out what to do to help the ranch with scholarship fund, which would be kind of a easier way to do things. And I'll be talking about it next week after I go through some more. I had to go back to school basically and learn more about what I'm decided to embark again on. And I say again, because I actually figured this out, years ago and was going to do it. And then I got sidetracked. So my point for telling you all this is that I figured out a way that everyone can be helping without having to really do anything differently than what they're doing right now, that you get rewarded for your loyalty. I mean, for example, the company that gave me the discount for offering to my listeners from youflowers.com/celebrationdepot is the link. They also reward you after you become a customer by giving you incentives, like that you refer and you get a credit, and they give you, like, oh, you can get free chocolate today, or you can send that, you know, plant or memorial wreath. A lot of people are going to be sending things for recognizing their loved ones. Yes, but I just went through in November with the passing of my brother. So, you know, it's perfect timing to not only use a company that has good products and is doing great good, but then on top of it can be rewarded, you know, whether it's points that you earn or loyalty bucks or however you want to call it. And that's what my site's in the process of setting up. And we're also setting up a more interactive way of being on the site so that people can stay connected more easily. And I'll be explaining more about that next week. But it's kind of exciting, but it's also, you know, a whole lot of, you know, work to be done. And so I'm asking you just to have faith, you know, it's going to be okay. We're going to get this all sorted out. I know that Mike Lindell was doing a live show yesterday on Getter, and he was getting all kinds of static, and, you know, too many people were online listening, or maybe they were messing with the connection. I say they, meaning the cabal. So he was having trouble getting his, you know, feed to even play properly. So I've been dealing with that too. I mean, they want to discourage us, and I say they, I mean the cabal, these people that have a vested interest, you know, in keeping things just the way they are, because they're making big time money, and they don't even have to, you know, work. I mean, people like Mike Lindell and Glenn Beck and you know, even Elon Musk, you know, they've worked hard to get where they are. Okay, it wasn't that they just made a movie and you know, got paid big bucks and that was it. They had to do a lot of stuff. They had to hire a lot of people. You know, Beck has a bunch of employees, and you know, he's responsible for them. You know, with great responsibility, with great power. What is it? With great, great power comes great responsibility. You know, you pray for Glenn Beck. Okay, the guy, like Mike Lindell, is a recovered addict or an arrested addict. You know, Glenn got into alcohol, and Mike got into, I think, crack cocaine. So, you know, these are people that have had to go through a lot to get where they are now, and they want to give back, and what a blessing they are to us, and that we can, you know, benefit from them being movers and shakers. So anyway, with that in mind, I wanted to tell you about this, the interior decorator that I'm hoping will be coming on. We have the interview scheduled for, I think it'll probably be the middle of May, with the event planner at Brick and Barn in Valley Center. And, I mean, just really, I try to share links that I think are helpful. I told you about the British fellow who's connected to fashion that I just started following on my Instagram channel. And his name's David Parrish, so it's easy for me to remember. Because, I mean, the Parrish family is huge. Not all of them are related to me. But I wouldn't be, I mean, I don't know whether I'm related to him. I just thought what he was talking about with his fashion seminars and design, you know, would be helpful, because as we go into this the next section, next segment of this plan, it's going to be more movies being made. I'm already seeing that happening. I see most of them on Roku right now, but I'm sure they'll be on PureFlix and platforms that are, you know, with normal people running them, not perverts. And when I say perverts, I don't mean, if you're gay, that's not being perverted. I'm saying when you're trying to hurt kids, that's perverted. When you're trying to push an agenda of sexualizing kids, that's perverted. When you are trying to groom kids, that's perverted. Okay, so, you know, that's, don't go out there and say, oh, yeah, she's such a bigot. I am not. I have lots of gay people that I know. That's, or not a lot, but a few. And, you know, that's different than being a pervert, okay? We have our kids that are being, we have hundreds of thousands of kids disappearing every year. I mean, doesn't that bother you? Anyway, so then I was noticing on the, the entrepreneur business resources that they had also something that's being offered on HGTV on a subject. I'm looking for the tab so I can share it with you. Yeah, here it is. HGTV, which I'm a big fan of. I love all the home improvement shows. Learn a lot on them. They have 10 items designers scoop up at antique stores. And I was best thrifting tips, etc. I wanted to tell you about my experience with antiquing because I found some really wonderful finds. And I also think, I mean, part of the reason why I did real estate, I like architecture, but and interior design, but that HGTV.com actually puts out some very good information. So if you're thinking about doing that as an occupation, that might be something to check into. 80 lush landscaping ideas, 10 decorating mistakes that make interior designers cringe, the easiest way to clean your dishwasher, 10 tips for collecting antique flatware, our guide to collecting ironstone. I mean, one of the reasons why I'm a big Glenn Beck fan is because he's putting together a museum. He's collecting the stuff that we need to show our next generation. And I also wanted to mention that we have the platform set up for doing classes on blog.laurabella.com, and there are easier ways to go about it, you know, with Zoom calls and that kind of stuff. And then even like Brave browser makes it so you can conduct face-to-face type of interaction. So, I mean, there are solutions, but I'm with using this platform because you can have a conversation, have a guest on the show, and you can also use the chat to share files and photos. And, you know, it could work out really smoothly, but as I said, the trolls are out in full force and they're trying to shut it down. Oh, before I forget, I wanted to mention that there is a show right now on I think it's either Pluto or Roku channel, and it's called Chicago Med. And I see that they're using that show to kind of try to change things. They have very good role models for, you know, people of color, people that, you know, have in the stories, important jobs, and, you know, they're not, you know, militant and angry like so many of the Black Lives Matter people are, or, the Muslim Brotherhood, Farrakhan's people are, the Black Panthers. They are trying to show examples of doing operations that are, they're kind of gory, but, you know, they're also interesting, and they explain things, and they it's if your kid is showing an interest in medicine, which we have a lot of doctors in my family tree and nurses, you might want to have them, once they're like, 15 or 16, look at the show, because they can get an idea whether they would be interested in that by being exposed to it. I mean, it's very well done. It looks like you're witnessing a real operation. It's not really gory, because it's, not, these violent shows where they're, gutting people and, stabbing them and doing all this stuff. I mean, this is actually educational, and you can learn a lot. I don't know whether you know it, but the guy who was married to Christina on Flip or Flop, a viewer of the show said, hey, you've got a lump on your neck, to her husband, and her ex-husband now. And, he was able to get his cancer recognized and dealt with because of a viewer that was watching the show that saw that he had a lump on his neck. So I'm finding that the Chicago Med show is well done. And they're showing, like, romance, but they're not showing, people having sex. So, I don't have an issue with romance, or even, like, alluding to romance. Like, in the old days, they would fade out and elude that something, might have happened, but then show it to you. So I don't have it. It's not that I'm a prude, but I just don't think that you should be sexualizing children. And so what I like about that Chicago Med so far, what I've seen, which is probably like 6 episodes, they show romance but not pornography. I mean, just think about it. You have to look at it this way, that, God's, our Lord, sees everything. So, you're going to have, do you want to face the Lord and know that you're going to have to explain, what and why you did certain things or watched certain things? Or said certain things. I mean, I think you get the picture. So, anyway, I'm gonna put the commercial on, and then I'm gonna come back and take questions if you have any. And the number to call in is 319-527-6779. I'm opening the chat if y'all want to go in there and chit-chat. I'm going to put the break music. I'm going to come back in just a few.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what.
I hope you like that song. I think it's very uplifting, and I consider it, I would like to be able to use that for the Operation Rainbow event. The next time, I'm hoping it, I think we should be doing it on September 11th so that we can honor all the people that were involved on 9/11 and at the same time do something good. Like my friend said, I said that you're going to try to do something good from something that was horrible and bad. And I think, yeah, you know, that we've had 20 plus years of being, well, one thing, we haven't been told the truth about 9/11, but on top of it, we need to change what we do on that day. And this is one way that we can do something special. And as I said, there's going to be lots of other events. I mean, we had the events that were all across the country already, but this one is in Florida. That's coming up May 7th. And I'm kind of psyched up about it because of the people that are involved in it. But there'll be other ones, and they'll be coming into other countries. And I've sent over the proposal to people so that they can get the idea of the concept where you try to do something wonderful by joining everyone together. I wanted to say that the other reason why I've been thinking for a long time about how I can find a way to make income without having to, you know, go out of the house and, you know, get a 9-to-5 job. I've had a lot of work experience, and a lot of the times I felt like, you know, what am I doing here? Because I just felt like I was working with idiots and, you know, just that's another whole other story. But I always wanted to have my own business, and it's very hard to do that without a support structure. And I'm not a big fan of multi-level marketing because you really depend on other people. And as I mentioned in the last show, you know, you obviously don't want to be involved with something that's a Ponzi scheme where, you know, people at the top make out and everyone else doesn't. And I believe I'm chosen the right path. And I had chosen it a long time ago because I was new to the area and didn't know anyone. It was very hard for me to network and get, you know, team members. This thing I'm thinking about announcing next week is actually more like a referral rewards type of model, so I don't have to feel funny about it. And just like when you buy flowers and gift baskets, or, you know, make a personalized gift, which is the other part of the Heart Club membership, you can order your personalized gifts for a discount, and favors and other things. But, you know, I'm kind of putting that on the side right now while I work on this. Just like with that, you can also do what you're doing now. Just like, you know, see people line up to get their gas at Costco because they save some money on the price per gallon, and they also get, you know, basically they work at getting their membership card club price pay for, or almost paid for, by you know, consistently using the Costco club membership. And my son is a member of that. And, you know, they people line up and they go through it like it's like they're giving away, you know, gold coins. You know, like everyone wants to do it. But in the end, it's worth it because you get a you know, something for what you're doing. Well, that's what I'm talking about with the loyalty program that we set up on fog.orabella.com, and also with the healthy products and things that I'm going to be promoting. I think that you'll see, like, oh, I'm getting that anyway, so why not? And as I said, there's lots of choices out there, but I think I've made the right one. And I'll talk more about it next week. Okay, we're down to the last few minutes of the show today. if you wanted to call in and ask a question, 319-527-6779. You know, the thing I was talking about earlier with looking at ingredients, I have products that have sunflower oil in them, things that have aloe, even an avocado base on one of them. So like I really like that because then you're helping, you know, you're using natural products. Think about how you can help make a difference for an area of the world that may not have a very good economy. You could incentivize them and help them to, you know, like, for example, grow rose hips or maybe some hops for a company, you know, someplace else that's, you know, making handcrafted beer. So, I mean, there's all kinds of ways. There's a company called Copper Moon Coffee that I looked into. It does amazing outreach. Our kids know people who are doing water wells around the world, or that they're connected to people who are doing that. And I know those people, I should say. You know, people that are doing outreach in foreign countries. And that's one of the reasons why the Mormons are a key component of having this Operation Rainbow work properly, because they have been missionaries around the world for so long, and they are, and so have the Catholics and other, you know, groups, but they know how to network and know how to use and use their people, and, you know, as the saying goes, many hands make light work. So that's the other part of this. I know Mormons, and I know Lutherans, and I know Sikhs, and I know Buddhists. I mean, I know people that are of many different backgrounds, but they all have one thing in common. The thing they have in common is that they are good and they want to serve the Lord. So anyway, be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free. And I'll tell you more next week. And God bless you.